Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And the news today is that the cost of producing pigs in Britain is nearly 10% higher than the rest of Europe. Those inputs made up mainly of higher feed prices, but labour is also a significant part of that production. There is, however, some good news for our pigmen, with litters per sow per year above average, and the technical performance of British pork producers and their welfare standards leaving our competitors standing. Now today, we're again looking at eating unusual foods. You may remember that celeb chef Valentine Warner was our guest on Friday, encouraging us to try something out of the ordinary when we're cooking. And today, Ruth Watson, well known as the hotel inspector, is joining the campaign, and she's uncovered some staggering facts about our eating habits in the north of Scotland.
Well, I have to say, I've got a statistic here which says that 41% of people say they never eat game, which I find absolutely staggering, because Scotland's famous for its venison, so I don't know what you're all doing up there.
There are a lot of people who just go to the pub and they don't look beyond the fish and chips and the steak pie, do they?
I think that's very true, and there's nothing wrong with fish and chips and steak pie, but actually, you know, to be in an area particularly where these things are endemic, you know, and you can have your pheasant and your venison, and they're really normally very well priced as well, I think we just have to be a bit braver about it, because after all, it's only one dish, and if you don't like it, so what have you lost? Not a lot, really. But most people are going to love it.
Why do you think we just don't try it?
I find it quite strange, because we have actually got a really good mixed and varied diet. We love our curries and Chinese food and Thai now and all these sort of things. So it's not that we're not adventurous. I think we just sort of stumble at some ingredients. And I really don't know why. Why they're frightening, I think in recent years, it's possibly because the supermarkets have sanitised food so much that people only see it in neatly chopped little pieces in plastic packets, and the idea of venison and partridge and pheasant and guinea fowl all seem a bit too real, perhaps. But it's something which I think needs to be overcome, and the best, of course, place to eat it is in a restaurant, because then all the work's been done for you, you've got all the sauce, everything's going to be lovely, you've got your glass of wine or your pint of beer, and as I say, if there isn't a better place to try it than somewhere like that, then I don't know where.
So why not give it a go? Try some venison or pheasant next time you're out in a restaurant. You might well enjoy it, and you'll be helping the local economy as well. And I'll leave you with that thought for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.